Praise the Lord for that. Sure appreciated that. That's what we needed before I started preaching today, that's for sure. That makes more sense to me than it will to you right now. But I thank the Lord for His leading and just His goodness to us, brother, sister. I love being able to, you know, we all deal with disappointments. We disappoint each other. We disappoint ourselves. There's one person that never disappoints us. You know, I'm glad to be able to come to Him and know He's going to fix it. You know, I done made a mess of it, but He'll fix it, and that'll be all right. And He knew all about it anyways. He ain't caught off guard or nothing. And He's pretty smart. He knows how to do things, you know. And once we'll get that through our thick skulls, I think we'll do a lot better. We'll just stop doing it our way and just do it His way and be done with all this mess. So, amen. Well, I think let's just get right into the Word. Like I said, I thought about singing something, but we'll just hold on that. Sister just sang it too good, I guess. Oh. I don't want to make myself look like a fool. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, sister. We sure do. Let's turn tonight to Revelations 22. Now I've got the element of surprise. Y'all don't know where I'm going at all now. So, you know. Well, I don't know. The way the Lord does it anyways, you think you know where I'm going and you don't anyway. I thought I knew where I was going. Didn't go nowhere over there. Just, that's what I love about the gospel. It's not a denomination. You can't form it and work it some mathematical way. It just doesn't work that way. It's alive. It's living and it constantly, just like right, even us right now, we're all adjusting a little bit, doing different things. There's no rhyme or reason to that. It's just we're a living being, and we have to constantly do things to move along. And it's the same in the kingdom of God. We're spiritual beings, and sometimes I just have to say hallelujah. I don't know. You might think I'm stupid, but that's fine. I've got to do it. I got to praise the Lord. I got to tell this demon, get out of here. I'm here to praise the Lord. I know I don't feel good. I don't care. I'm going to praise Him anyways. That's all right. That's right. I don't need to feel good. What victory is that? You already feel good. Well, that ain't victory. That's just being normal, I guess. But it's when you don't feel good that you do it and you get the victory. That's where God gets praise. Amen. Revelations 22, in verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I like to preach tonight, coming to the bride's confession. Coming to the bride's confession. Let's bow before the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. With every head bowed, and I trust your hearts as well. Our souls thinking on Him. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to Him? Say, Father, you know what's behind my hand, and I believe that if I ask, I will receive because you told me to. You told me to ask abundantly that my joys might be full, and I'm coming tonight with that expectation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for gathering the saints together again tonight. I thank you for faith in every heart that's here to come and to pray and to believe, Lord. And now we ask, Father, that you'll take the preeminence of the service, that you'll respond to that faith, Lord, and come on the scene and heal every sickness that's here and drive away every evil spirit and everything we've done that wasn't pleasing to you. We pray that your blood would just wash us right clean down to our soul. Lord, may we be white as snow, that we can come directly to the presence of the King unashamed because we've been pardoned by the grace of God, knowing that you told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And we come saying, Lord, fulfill your word once again in this service. You know, you that know every heart here, Father, I pray you'll just feed your children the things they have need of, Lord, and hear every heart's cry. Take preeminence in this service, Lord. We commit it to you for the glory of God. May you be glorified in everything said or done tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. You know, brother, sister, I'm learning more and more that there is such a power in a confession. There's such a power when a man takes in his heart, and it doesn't matter if it was even spiritual or not spiritual, if he can take a thought on his heart and begin to confess that thing in his life and begin to believe it and to continue to say it, and anything that comes contrary, you just shed it like water on a duck's back and keep pressing forward. I've learned a man never fails. Amen. You say, well, what if a man's doing something that's not the will of God? God himself came to the men at the Tower of Babel. They were going to build a tower to heaven. And he said, they will be able to do what they've imagined because they had one mind, they had one vision, they had one goal. But God said, we don't need that. So I'm going to go and take care of this. But see, here's the thing. Man still had that power in him to do it. Why? Because he's created in the image of God. Even the sinful man is still created in the image of God to where he's a little creator. Oh, he knows how to take word and make it into reality, brother, sister. Actually, a lot of sinners seem to figure that out a lot more than us Christians, and it's a shame to us, brother, sister, but you watch them speak. I'm going to be a rich man one day. You watch any of these successful people, they had a goal years ago, and they had the confession, and then they did everything they could to walk towards it, and that's what made them successful. Many people don't get there because success looks like a lot of hard work. Opportunity. How's that go? Opportunity is passed many times because it's got overalls on and looks like work. That's right. Many people think opportunity means you ain't got nothing to do in it. That ain't the way it works at all. Opportunity means this is the time to act if there ever was a time. There was a time some blind men heard of some commotion and they knew, hey, here's coming Jesus. They didn't just say, well, I just pray and hope he comes this way. No, the time of praying was over. He's here now. We don't need to pray. He's already come. Hallelujah. I pray it's the same today. It's not time to pray for things. It's time to believe. Yeah. Amen. And he said, if you're the son of David, if he's the son of God, he's got to be able to hear me. Amen. And he cried out, as we understand, Jesus was already too far. He wouldn't have never physically heard it, especially with a crowd around him. But what stopped Jesus is that confession-packed faith. And it began, it caught the son of God. Amen. And it stopped him in his tracks. And he turned around and said, who was that? Who was that? Why? Because I've recognized somebody actually believes this word. Hallelujah. Somebody's actually got a real confession and I've got to go meet it. And he went there and sure enough, he got his healing, brother, sister. And if you'll just get off your pride and just say it and just cry out to God and just believe it with all your heart, sure, you look like a fool. You say, man, I believe I'm healed, but man, my side still hurts. See, you done failed. You done, forget it. You ain't getting healed today. Man, I'd really like to be delivered, but you know, I just can't overcome. Well, forget it. You done wasting your time because your confession isn't matching what you're confessing. Hallelujah. Now, John's confession here is, I want to say, he says the bride has a confession about the word. We're at the very end of the Bible. We're at the end of the book of Revelation, which is what he says you can't add or take away from, or you're going to add curses, or you're going to take away life. Either way, you don't want to be in that category.
Yes, sir.
And he comes to the end of this. He says, look, and most of the book of Revelation is not pleasant, brother, sister. It was many hard things that he knew was going to happen. It was the whole history of mankind and the denominational world descending into chaos. In the midst of that, there was still a bride. Praise the Lord. Now, the bride knew what was going on. John knew what was going on. John said the angels, or Jesus said, I've sent my angel to testify of these things. I wonder what that angel was. I'll tell you who he was. He was Malachi 4. I don't care what anyone says. You can call me a heretic all you want. That's who he was. Amen, or else the seven seals doesn't make sense. Why was it revealed if it wasn't the angel? That's what the Bible said, but hallelujah. It was that seventh angel, that's right. They tried to worship him. Why do you think they tried to worship him in this day, brother, sister? Because it was right there in the Bible the whole time. And Brother Branham does make a comment about it. But we'll just let that go for now. You come to the end here, and after all these tragedies that John is foreseeing is going to happen, and Jesus is even declaring, behold, I come quickly. And John is knowing that if time would roll on to where these prophecies start coming to pass, there's a lot of bad things going to happen. There's a lot of terrible things going to happen. But what did he confess? He never said, well, Lord, you know, maybe we could hold off for a little bit. You know, I really don't want to see all these devastations and judgments on there. Why didn't he confess that, brother, sister? Why did he say, even so? Now, that's the hard part about it. The even so. That, well, I know what's going to happen. I know how bad it's going to be. But even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. His declaration never changed. Why? Because an end time, or the end time, requires an end time confession. I don't know if we're convinced it's the end time yet. I don't think, I mean, I think too many people see the ship, they don't recognize that it's sinking beyond repair. We don't need people to come out with more doctrines how we can bail water. We need somebody to get a helicopter and get us out of here. And there's a message come told us that. Said, quit trying to fix this denominational system. Quit trying to build a kingdom on this earth. Forget about America. It's over. The revival is done. You'll never bring it back to its glory. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, there'll be a message come forth which says, though the ship is sinking, I'll come get you. Amen. Before I go under, come, Lord Jesus, come. When you have the right profession, the right confession, and the right revelation of what's happening around you, you have one outcome. Come, Lord Jesus. Because if you don't come, we're done for. Hallelujah. Now, this has happened in every age, brother, sister. Every man has known that there's a period of time where you're not at the end of your ministry. And even as much as the prophet said, you know, behold, he comes quickly, and it could be any day now. There's a revelation there that we knew it'd be a period of time. It would take thousands of years, brother, sister. Now, God had to do that in a way to keep everybody on their toes. Because if he'd have told them 2,000 years in their time, they'd have said, oh, wow, we need to, I mean, we could set up shop here. We're going to be all right for a while, you know. But he never said it. It says the last days. And then Peter turned around and said, a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. You think, you know, why do they act like this? Because God always brings every ministry to the same repetition. Let me say it like this. There's always a time where it starts off, where you know it's initiated. And as Brother Bram said, every ministry in 3 years' time, he said, give or take a little bit, establishes what that ministry is going to be about. That's why the Lord Jesus was exactly 3.5 years. That's all he needed. He established the religion. Amen. He established the ministry that everyone else would ought to follow. Then there comes a time where that ministry is going, spreading and causing what it's supposed to do. But then there comes a time, brother, sister, where it's over. There comes a time where the last page is being turned and it's time to finish the message. And we've come to that place now, brother, sister. We're not coming to that place. We have come to that place where all things are about to end. Paul had this same thing happen to him. You'll read, and let me just quote you some scriptures. He says in Philippians 1:21, he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I wot not, for I'm in a strait betwixt two. Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, nevertheless, to abode in the flesh is more needful for you. So there's a period of time where he recognized, I have a desire to go home with Jesus. I have a desire to get out of this. I'm so tired of these afflictions. But yet something is constraining me that my ministry's not done here yet. But if you watch, his confession doesn't always stay that way. You go to the book of Acts, in Acts 21, verse 10, it says, and there tarried there many days, and there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto them, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him unto the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, look, the ministry had changed. There was another time where the ministry wasn't over yet, and they threatened to kill his life, and he had to jump in a basket and hide out and run away. But here's a time where he's got, thus saith the Lord, if you go to Jerusalem, you're dead. And everyone, all the preachers, all the believers, tried to convince him. What are you doing? Don't you believe that? Why would you go die? Paul had a revelation now. It's the end time for my ministry. It's not time. I've done what I'm supposed to do. It's time to go home. And it looks foolish to the world. It looks like you're giving up, but he wasn't giving up. It was the crowning time. It had been fulfilled. It's just like a man building a house. After a while, it's done. It's done. He sits back and says, oh my, look at that. Now the man that never gets to that point, you know what people do? They make fun of him. Jesus said the same thing. Look, here's a man who, if he starts a house, doesn't count the cost, he can't finish it, says they make a mockery out of him. You tell me Jesus is going to do that? No, sir. When Jesus said there'd be a bride without spot or wrinkle, it went all the way to Laodicea. He will finish the top of the roof. He'll put the pinnacle on there, brother, sister. There won't be one soul not in the kingdom where it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. Paul's response to this, look, it's not, well, I need to stay here because of the ministry. It's not, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. He had passed that in his ministry. It was now the end time. And then Paul answered, and this is 21:13. What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And they didn't give up. And it says, and when he would not be persuaded, I wonder how long they brought up the quotes, how long they found the scriptures, how long they said, but what about this? What about this? And he said, look, I've got the revelation. We're done. You know why? It's your turn now, boys. Why do you think this stuff happens the way it does? Is because too many times we just get lazy about it. We want somebody else to give us a revelation. We want somebody else to, as I preached on breakthrough prayer before, I hope that spoke to you, because that's where too many people fail, because they want somebody else to break through for them. Some people want their pastor to do it all the time. Some of them want the deacon to do it. Some want some spiritual brother. When really all you need to do is get down and do it yourself. You'd be a lot, whole lot better off. And you know what? You might actually have faith that you're part of the kingdom then. Hallelujah. And that'll get you a lot further in the kingdom, because then you're not waiting on somebody else. And God knows that man has such a hard time not worshiping man. So the second it's time when it looked like everybody's going to be worshiping Paul, took him off the scene. That's right. Happened the same with Brother Branham. That was no accident. I don't believe that for it. That God let that happen. It was time to come to his end. You can watch the ministries, or not the ministries, but the sermons right before the end when Brother Branham was going. You can tell he knew it was coming. And look, I used to think, well, yeah, he was an old man, but now we know he's only 56 years old. And look, I think of that, man, my dad's almost that old now, and I think, man, that'd be weird for him to go already. And to think he was already talking like he's 100 years old. Why? He had a revelation. It's over. Once the seals came open, I'm surprised it sounds like it could have been a week, and he'd been like, oh, that's good, it's done. That's what needed to come. It's here now, brother. That's why some of the, if you actually go read and listen to, I pray you do, but go try it now. After the seals to the end, you'll recognize, I don't know, a good 80% probably of every sermon is the exact same stuff. Because it's the same revelation. Hallelujah. And it ties the Bible in all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Another time, Paul, just to wrap this whole thing up, 2 Timothy 4:5. He says, and he's talking to Timothy, getting him ready, because he knows he's about to leave and Timothy's going to have to take over now. That's right. He says, but watch thou in all things, endure inflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen. Henceforth, there is a crown of henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only, come on, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen. Now let me balance this out for a minute. Look, this the bride's confession is, I want the Lord to come. But too many times people, they might not say it with their lips, but their actions speak a whole different story. They're terrified that America might fall apart. They're terrified that we might not have comfy jobs no more. They're terrified that they would actually persecute us and shut the church down. Not knowing that if those things would be happening right in our front door, we would know it's over. This is it. We're going. Praise the Lord. I don't need the money, because I ain't going to have no bills here in a little while. I don't need a job. This is great. I'm going to glory. Glory is a real place. Yes. It is a real, it's a real building. My house is over there. Some that don't corrupt. Some that don't have pain. Some that don't need to take naps all the time just to feel normal. And drink coffee in between. That's about where I'm getting to now, brother, sister. And I ain't 30 years old. I don't know how the rest of y'all doing this. Goodness. But why? We're on the end time, brother, sister. But do you love his appearing? Amen. Do you want him to come and finish this nonsense?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now, what's the even so then? Why does he say even so? It's because what's going to happen the second we're gone? When the bride leaves, it's over. Satan is allowed to do as he pleases for 3 years, 3.5 years. Can you imagine not having a refuge when Satan attacks you? Can you imagine having nowhere to go? No Holy Ghost nowhere. So you see why it's even so? Because what is he saying? Is I know the world has to go through this, but we have to go through it. It's like when I was a little boy, it works like this. I had a splinter. You know what? To get that thing out, you got to take a little pain and cut it out, your skin a little bit, so you can pull the thing out. It's a whole lot better, though, that little bit of pain, put a little band-aid on there, you'd be all right, than it is to leave the thing in there, get an infection. Before you know it, you're going to have to get your whole hand cut off. And this world needs to be changed from this corruption into incorruption. And the only way for that to happen is for the wrath of God to come upon it and to destroy all this nonsense. But even so, come, Lord Jesus, because I want the kingdom. I'm sick and tired of this world. You can't just keep putting it off. It's got to come to that place sooner or later. So why not now before later?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you want the coming of the Lord, then why don't you act like it?
Sure.
People missing church for this, that, and the other thing. Can't read the Bible no more. Don't even spend time in prayer. You don't want the Lord to come. You should be scared to death of the Lord to come because you ain't ready. Look, the prophecy of the... Look, this is prophecy, brother, sister. This is not something that we... It's not movies, okay? This isn't just fate and you can change it if you want to. God has pre-seen the bride. And what did the bride say? She said, come!
Come, Lord Jesus!
Come, Lord Jesus! And even that, even so, look, even when you have needs in this life, it's no more go get it. It's no more we need to do this. The bride's confession is, come to me. Why? Because I have it. I have the water. Come to the Word. The Spirit in the bride says, come back to the Word. Feed on the Word. We don't need to go get it. The world's in a famine, running to and fro, looking for the Word of God. Brother, sister, they ought to be looking for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. This is why the bride, I hope that I'm not speaking over your head, but this is the revelation of the hour, brother, sister, that we don't need to go get the Word. We are the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming out of the third seal, he says, now notice, here we are at the end time. And spiritual Eve, just as Hebrew Eve was promised, the Hebrew bride was promised the Word to return. And the spiritual bride from Pentecost, when she fell at Nicaea, then she's promised in the last days that the Word will come again. Then, if you want to know the scripture, take over here, Revelation 10. And the hour and the time of the last angel, the seventh messenger began to sound. The mystery of God is finished. See, the restoration back to the Word. The Bible said that this messenger of the last days will restore them back to the original faith again. Back to the faith of the fathers. But do you think they'll receive it? No, sir. Last days, he would restore the original Word again, as he said in Malachi 4. But she had forfeited. Do you understand? She had forfeited that Word. Eve did. The second Eve. Look, there's not a third Eve, brother, sister. It's the same Eve, but now she's come back by predestination. By the Word of God, by the will of God. She has no blemish. She has no spot. She never did it in the first place. She's been justified. God knew it from the foundation of the world that she's the Word. And all he sees is virtue and honor and power inside of her. Come, brother, sister, if you can't find power, come to the Word. Where? In your hearts by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Quit looking at the skies. Quit waiting for things to happen. It's already come. Come, Lord Jesus, finish this already. But in the meantime, I've got power. In the meantime, I've got healing. In the meantime, I've got joy. In the meantime, I've got overcoming power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise His name. Christ, the mystery of God revealed 1963. Now you can see the end time message, why it's rejected. Can you? Now, no denomination, but the revelation of His mystery. See? No denomination. The revelation. God is not known by denomination. He is known by revelation. Look, God in His body, Christ, and Christ is His body, the bride.
Amen.
Oh my. God made manifest in Christ. Christ made manifest in the bride. And as God took from the body of Adam the woman and she fell, then God took from the body of Christ His flesh, His body, which is His Word, and is bringing a bride out of that that won't fall by denomination or creed. No, sir. But she is coming back with the pure, unadulterated Word of God manifested. I hope that every man that hears this tape and every woman will understand that, see? She is the second Eve, but she is not breaking and spoiling her skirts of purity and holiness to her husband. She'll stay with that Word regardless of what anybody says. You can have all the ecumenical moves you want to and all the affiliations, and they're going to bring a persecution on pretty soon and shut up all the churches, you see that? And churches like this, who is not denomination, they'll use them for storehouses, anything. Now, does that scare you or does that thrill you? Because if that scares you, you're still at the even so. You need to get to the next part. Come. You're still stuck on even so. Man, I can't. Oh, really? But we put so much work in this place. Even so. You go, come on, we'll get past. Well, then, I mean, Brother Bram, there are going to be craters all over this place. I mean, I've got loved ones out there. I understand that. But look, even so, come, Lord. Because here's the point, brother, sister, you can't save them. Somebody already did. And somebody already saved us, brother, sister. If you're still saving yourself, you missed it. You haven't heard the voice yet. I never got saved. I always was. I never became the bride. I always was the bride. And you are too by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have a perfect evidence in our hands, in our hearts, in our souls that Satan should never be able to talk us out of. And the only reason he does is because you ain't believing the Word no more. Yeah, well, let me say it like this. You believe the Word. Oh, the doctrine, I believe God sent a prophet. But you don't believe that you are the Word. Because the second you believe that, look, I'm talking about confession now. The confession of the bride, that she is the Word. The second you say that, and the second you really say, you know what, everything else is false. That's the only thing that's true. Then that's the only image I can walk into. Because it's not me hoping. This is predestinated. Look, this Bible is written here when it says bride, it's talking about me. Amen. It's talking about you. When it talks about Laodicea, it's God. John saw me. Amen. I'm not just hoping I get into this image that was just painted up by God. No, he saw the future and he saw here in Defiance, Ohio, souls that were staying with that Word. And he says, there they are. What are they saying? Come. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We ought to be living such a life an atheist has a hard time can believe in their confession. That's right. Glory to God. They ought to look at you and say, wait a minute, there's got to be a God somewhere. Amen. Every time that guy prays for something, there it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is it, brother, sister? We got to recognize it. Press forward. It's time to move on. If you're still invested in this world, you're missing a picture, you're still worried about 9 to 5, forget that. I'm ready to throw the clock out the window and just know, time ain't something I need no more. I'm done with it. I'm ready to go to glory. We don't worry even about that. Where it's just one eternal day without a night, where yesterday's just something back there. I don't even worry about it no more. I don't need to be nowhere. I'm just going to be here. I just want to be here because that's where the Lord's at. That's where I'm believing for. That's what I'm living for, brother, sister. I've got nothing to invest in this life. I've got nothing to worry about down here no more because someone told me he's coming. Someone's told me he's coming to marry me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm already, well, really, we're already married to him. He's going to come take us home.
Hallelujah.
That's what gets man in trouble all the time. He's just too afraid to go to the next step that God's already told him they're going. He did it with Moses, and he said, look, I'm going to give you manna from heaven. He told him specifically, don't you dare save this stuff. It's good for one day. Sabbath, 2 days. That's it. And it specifically tells us that the first time it came, what did they do? People tried to save it. And it was stanky and wormy and everything. I tried to take God's promise. Well, you ain't living in the Word yet. What are you trying to do that for? Come on now. He said, you want to get healed, but is it for the kingdom or is it for yourself? See, your heart's done wicked. Don't expect the power of God yet. You got the cart before the horse. Just like Brother Bram went about Pentecostals all the time. We just got to speak in tongues. And then, you know, and he said, speak in tongues. He said, when they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, everybody knew what they were saying. The gift is when the gift of tongues, when it comes in, is what the one that needs to be interpreted. He said this, you got the cart for the horse. You got the whole picture backwards. It came time. God had restored speaking in tongues in the manifestation of that. But it came a time. Look, it's time to press on forward. It's time to go beyond that. And every age has refused to do that. And what happens is exactly what happened in Moses' day. It's just stinky, warm eating. Look, they can point back and say, God gave this. You're right. God did give that. But he's moved on. Oh my, I'm going to say something big. I hope you can handle this. And if your religion stopped in 65, you've done the same thing. You're sitting there, and I'll be the first to say, that was God-given manna from heaven, the most glorious God ever poured on this earth. But it stinks because you don't believe it for yourself no more. It stinks because you didn't. And actually, here's the thing. We're not even in Moses no more. We're past that. That manna don't need to fall no more. It already fell. We're done past that. What happened the first day? It's in Joshua 5. They went and they actually went and labored and found, hey, there's corn in this land. It says the first day they had it, manna stopped falling. Why? We're in a different dispensation, brother, sister. Everybody's trying to go find new revelation. What are you talking about? Just make what happened lived and you'll be all right. That's right. When you're sick, can you get healed? Hallelujah. When you need the token applied, are you a ready vessel to put it on the door? Come on now, don't get too quiet on me. Hallelujah. Oh my. Why does God bring it to this? Because this is the differentiation between the two churches. It's the two groups within every church. As God had real believers there in Israel, we understand that first group had two out of millions. They were all grouped together. They all looked like believers. But when it came to change dispensations, when it came to the end time of the last age, they refused to go on. You show me where God told them they needed to send spies into the land. That was the first step of disbelieving. Well, I know God gave it, but we need to make sure. I know the Lord heals all our diseases, but we need to make sure that includes mine because that's a little different than someone else's. You still believe in that lie? Well, that's why you ain't healed. God saves a man on the same basis as any other man. Don't you look at someone else that you know repented, got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and received the Holy Ghost and say, well, just not for me though. Did you do the same thing? Well, yeah, then what in the world? What's the problem? It ain't God's word, it's you. You're still stuck on some other day. Make it alive today. Say, God, this is your promise. You need to break through in prayer and get past all that unbelief and say, I am the word. It's like pressure. It's like if you were going through a piece of paper or something, brother, sister, you can get so far, but if you give up right before you press through it, you wasted your time. Yep. Sure. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Wait till you break through until it's over. Yep. Don't get stuck here, nominal church believer. What's the point in that? Why don't you just stay a Baptist then? What'd you come into the message for? You hearing me tonight? Either go forward and say, you know what? I want the coming of the Lord more than anything. And some of us, we got loved ones we want to see saved and things. But look, if the coming of the Lord's coming, it's coming. We've got to believe with all our hearts. You can't tell me that you think your faith in your heart would disagree with the coming of the Lord. How could God contradict himself? It don't make sense. So if it's on your heart, you've got to recognize first that you ain't saving them anyways. And you might not even be there when it happens. That's right. You got enough humbleness to say, praise God, I don't care. I just want them saved anyways. Amen. That's it, brother, sister. You should never be afraid of the coming of the Lord. It should be the most glorious thing we can think of. Brother Bram says this, restoration of the bride tree. He says, the church natural. There is a church natural. That's the one is made up by man. Church spiritual. You know, the Bible said that. Yes, sir. Church natural and church spiritual. And the Bible says, cast out the bondwoman, her child Hagar, for she will not be here with the free woman and her child, see? So the natural church that's going to inherit what? The binding of the sheaves, the binding of the bundles to be burned. And she will not inherit, be heir with the free woman. If the bondwoman is in bondage with her organizational children, she will not be here with the free woman because the free woman's children is going into rapture. And the bondwoman's children is going to stand in the judgment seat, cast out. Yeah, the spiritual are free. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hallelujah. We got to get to this point for sure, that if the Lord Jesus cannot save someone, there ain't no way we're going to ever be able to do it. Amen. So that's where this testifying, you know, a lot of times people say apply the token, but they really mean just, I don't know, just ray gun people with your mind, you know. I'm applying the token to you, and you're going to be saved now. No, you apply the token by saying the promise. By confessing to them, I know what you're doing. I know what's wrong. I know your sin. Brother Branham showed us. He did it with Billy Paul. He said, stretch out your hands, Billy. That's right. He says, you got two ways to go. This is the right way and the wrong way. He said, you're starting to head that way, but I put the token on you. You're coming back. You can't go out there and die. You're coming back. Why? He didn't say, well, I just hope they listen to that word. He said, no, he put the word out there. Why? The confession of the bride. Confession of the bride is God gave me this token for me and my house. Amen. And I'm going to preach it until every one of them gets in there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What happens is when you begin to doubt, when you begin to, I hope you understand what I'm saying, when you begin to think, well, I don't really want the coming of the Lord, you ruin your own testimony to even get into those people. Because they're convinced that you show them that you're not convinced yet. You're not convinced that God does all things well because the coming could come too early. No, if anything, brother, sister, it's so far overdue, I don't have a clue why we're still standing here right now besides the grace of God. Don't tell me I'm totally convinced of what the Bible said. He does all things well. I hope this is encouraging your faith instead of discouraging. I feel like you might be taking me the wrong way. I'm not saying your loved ones ain't going to be saved. I'm saying the longer you fret and doubt about it, they won't. And you've got to believe that the Lord knows what He's doing and He's not going to let them stay out there and die in sin. They're the children of the bride, the children of the free woman, and their reward is going to, or their inheritance, not their reward. Let me say that right. Their inheritance, what they are, what they deserve because of who they are, is the rapture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That ought to be our heart's desire more than anything else, is I want the coming of the Lord. I'm so sick and tired of some of us young people, we need to just get over it. I don't care if you didn't get married, who cares? We got to get to the place where we recognize that heaven is better than everything we've ever had over here, times any multiplier you could come up with. 10 billion, jillion, bazillion. It's still better than that. Hallelujah. We make heaven, we think this side is where we need to invest. This side's done for. None of this is going to matter, brother. It'll be such a fleeting memory, you'll wonder why you ever invested in it. That's right. Turn with me to Romans 8. I might close this here pretty soon. I think you're understanding me tonight. Romans 8 and verse 18. Praise the Lord tonight. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Come to the fountain. Come! Why? It's in me! You want to see God? Come to my house. You want to see God in the church? Come to my church. Some people think that's proselyting. I don't care. It's one thing to proselyte and bicker from church to church, but I'm all about proselyting from life, death to life. I ain't afraid to tell Catholics priests to send them to hell. I'm not afraid to take a message person and tell them that their pastor ain't saying a word. Some people think that's division, and it's one thing to just get them, like I said, just causing stir for no reason. But if it ain't the word, you need to stand on it. That's right. We got way too much on the line now to worry about people's feelings and where they sit in a pew. It don't matter where you sit. We ain't worried about sitting. I'm ready to fly.
Amen.
That's part of the reason. We just sit too much. I don't know. Maybe we need to just get up and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whew. One verse. All right. It's the glory. Okay. Now verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. All right. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Look, you have nowhere else to go if you claim to have the Holy Ghost. You ought to feel this same way.
Amen.
Because you've got the first fruits of the kingdom to come. And taste and see that the Lord is good. And one little taste of heavenly manna is more flavor, more delicious, more satisfying than anything that the devil's ever given to any of us. Hallelujah. Not only that, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Remember when I talk about ridding the world of sin? Sin is not something that's just blacked and painted all over the place. It's in one location. It is in the heart of mankind. And all of creation was made subject to mankind. So when mankind fell into sin, all creation fell with it. But creation could do nothing about it because it wasn't the creator. It wasn't the head. Man was given the position of being the head. And until man came out of sin, the creation would have to stay in sin. So what is the creation desiring? What is it earnest for? It's not that God would just wipe it off, but that you and I would get right with God. That you and I would get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That you and I would come to a full adoption, to where all evidences of sin are destroyed, annihilated, taken away, to where there's no evidence nowhere that sin ever existed in your life. And that has happened. The blood of the Lamb has come. It's eradicated every sign of sin in mankind. Somebody praise God for what He's done for us. Glory!
Yes, Jesus.
Scared of the coming of the Lord? That's what I want more than anything that could happen. You could hand me $1 million. I said, take it back if Jesus can come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one more quote. I just got to end on this. I couldn't skip it. That felt pretty good right there. We could have just went ahead and flew right out of here. Praise the Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Too many times, and this is where you find out if people really believe this message or not. If you're scared of the coming of the Lord, you ain't ready. Amen. You don't believe it. You're not convinced of it. You're not even convinced that heaven's better than here yet. You're not convinced that the promises of God are better than anything that we could ever think or imagine. As the Bible says, He says, it's never even entered our hearts what God has store for us. But where is it? The Spirit's done showed it to us. Hallelujah. Now look, I understand it's still, there's always a partial revelation until we get there. We could say we understand, and we do to a lot more extent than any age has before. But like Brother Branham said, once you're there, he said, I can't even describe it. He said, perfect, that don't touch it. Sublime, that ain't it. When He crossed the curtain of time, and that was just in the waiting place. That's in the waiting room of this building. And He said, man, it's perfect, glorious. He said, I couldn't even think of the word. He said, there's one thing I can say, you just arrived. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Brother Bram had to deal with this as I close tonight. Coming out of an absolute 1963. Actually, it's a absolute. Those are two different sermons. I found that out the other day. This one's a absolute, not an absolute. That's a different one. 1963. I was talking about the coming of Christ a few weeks ago in a certain church. And afterwards, there was someone who met me at the back of the church and said, Brother Branham, you scare people to death. I said, why do I do that? He said, well, you're talking about the coming of Christ. I don't want to hear such things as that. I got a little boy here I got to raise. I got a girl in school. Oh, I said, the coming of Christ is the most glorious thing I can think of. Certainly, see, the Bible said, all those who love His appearing. Now, do you see why I asked you that earlier? You need to be convinced. Are you still worried? And look, I have these same thoughts. I have a job. I have a career. I have kids. And I think of these things of what would happen in 5-10 years. But when it's all said and done, I don't care. That could all fall tomorrow. Praise God. Let's go home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not taking this with me anyways. Let me finish that quote. It says, the Bible said, all those that love His appearing, oh my, for a day that when this old mortal will take on immortality, and this pest house I live in will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and a body like His own glorious body. It should be the heart's desire of the church.
Oh my, heart's desire.
We're past the age. Look, that's what I'm trying to get at more than anything tonight. God has restored everything for this side of the journey. It's done. Which is why we ought to always have speaking in tongues and prophecy and healing. And these things are all done and restored. Just as much as we're justified and sanctified, we got the Spirit here as well. But God has restored all things to where we shouldn't have to try to still, what's the word I want? Like, lust after a better service. Can I say that right? Lust after a better church. And no, that's all done, happened. We ought to be to the place where we got one thing we want. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go to the coming of the Lord. And you know what that does? Is it begins to bring the responsibility down to you and I. Because why didn't the coming of the Lord happen then? Why hasn't it happened yet? Because every soul isn't saved yet. That's the only reason. That's the only reason the coming of the Lord hasn't come here yet is every person in the bride is not where they need to be. God will not reap this harvest one day early. He will glean the field every single way He can until He finds every last one.
That's right.
He said, I've carved your name in the palms of my hands. I can't forget. He said, a mother might forget her suckling babe and people might have thought that was crazy talk. Come live in 2016 and you can see them throw them in a dumpster. Or get to where you don't even want them born. They're trying to pass to where you can literally kill the baby the day before, right before it's coming out. These people are insane, brother, sister. And you want to invest in this life? No, sir. Come, Lord Jesus. Don't tell me. I'm so tired of it. Don't tell me about Trump. Don't tell me about Hillary. Don't tell me about this other guy that's coming up that everybody's, third party really going to help us out, guys. No, he's just as bad as any rest of them. I even look what Johnson's his name. That's right, because I think of Samuel Johnson. Johnson's name. You know what? He believes in late-term abortion. He believes in homosexual marriage. Come on, brother, sister. How is this going to help us? There's one thing that can help us, is that the stone would come off the mountain and come down and crash this image down, and then God would erect the kingdom up in righteousness and glory to where we don't need to vote no more. We got the best king there ever was. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah! We don't. Have you cast your vote yet? Have you cast it in for Jesus? Have you said, you know what? I want Him to be ruler. I want Him to be king. Not even just in the world to come. I want it today. I want Him to tell me what to do every minute of my life. I want to go every place He is. I want to be able to say wherever I go, come, because He's with me. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His name. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, brother, sister, don't wait for the rivers of life. They're here tonight.
Jesus, I pray.
God has restored you back. Why do you think you're here?
Father.
In Little Defiance, Ohio. Why? God needed you in the kingdom.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank You, Jesus.
Just sing Because He Lives Again,
Thank
Dad.
Thank You, Jesus.
Go ahead. Oh, give Him praise. He lives tonight, brother, sister. That's why we can overcome. Right now.
Don't come up for prayer. Make it right right now. You don't need no fancy prayer. You don't need oil. You need to believe Him. To where you let go of that love of the things of this world. Don't believe the devil's lie. That's what corrupts your whole experience, is love for this life. Hallelujah. Lay it down on the cross. Say, Father, take it far from me. Rip it out of my heart. I don't want no love for this. He'll do it. You got enough faith to raise up and take it. There's a few of you need that tonight. Reach up and take it. Quit waiting on someone else to do it. Quit waiting on a feeling. Say that word. Walk in the confession. I'm the bride. I'm the bride. I'm not supposed to be like this. I'm not going to be like this. Why? I'm the Word made flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those passing thoughts, you got to fight them off, brother, sister, because you're going to go home, and I ain't here to pray for you there. You got to believe it everywhere you go, and you are the bride of Jesus Christ for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. He's alive, brother, sister. He loves you tonight. He's taking care of you every step of the way. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Take a drink tonight of the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this service. I thank you for being here, Lord, and touching every heart that's here. And I pray, Lord, that their faith would never waver in the promises of God. But may you take away their doubt. Take away their confusion. Satan, you know you've been exposed. You're trembling under the presence of God. You have no place here. Lord Jesus, you're worthy of praise. Thank you for delivering us, Lord. Thank you for power from on high. And I pray for each one here that they would be ready, bags packed, shoes on, to go in the coming of the Lord. Grant it, Father, I pray. I commit it to your hands as a faithful creator. You do all things well, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. For those that believe He's alive tonight, I do want to ask if you need healing. Is there anyone needs healing? I'd like to come up and just have prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Is there anyone else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Believe with all your heart. Say, Lord, you told me you wanted me to prosper in body just the same as my soul prospers. And Lord, I'm coming believing that with all my heart. I'm being faithful to the cause. And Lord, I need this body to be used for the kingdom. And I've got an ailment from the devil trying to hinder me. It's trying to make me complain and make me angry and make me hurt. And I pray that it'll go away for your glory, Lord, that I could worship you better. I could serve you more. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? We've got five up here. Is there anyone else that needs healing tonight? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me just lay hands on and pray for each one of us. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Caden. I pray you touch him tonight. Make his body well for the glory of God. And may your presence always abide on him all wherever he goes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, I place hands on Boston. I pray as you put your hands on children and bless them, that now you'll bless my son, Lord, with your presence. May you know the presence of God is here to heal him of anything that's hurt him, Lord. Help me be the Christian you ought to be. Grant to my prayer and blessing in Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing. Lord, I pray you bless him today with your presence and make him the Christian man he's predestined him to be. Use him for the glory. Keep him healthy and happy. Keep all his pains gone. Lord, make him better, we pray in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, for my brother, Lord. Thank you for the faith in his heart to receive his healing, Lord, and may he go well now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you've been defeated. You're exposed. Walk in dry places. We commit this now. Thank you for healing, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice. Sister, he did it. He accomplished it. Hallelujah. What did he accomplish, Brother Andrew? He got you. He got you back. Hallelujah. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray you heal my brother, Lord. Open it up, Lord, to give him more illumination in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe it, buddy, with all your heart. Worship him now. worship Him. Thank Him for what He's done. Many of you out there have received it in just faith. Give Him praise for that. He didn't have to do that, but He did because He loves you. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. You're not here by chance tonight, I'll tell you that. Glory to God. Presence of God, I thank Him for being here with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Have you heard from Him? Yes. Have you heard His voice, children? As the scripture says, don't harden your heart in unbelief, but soften it before and believe with all your soul that, Lord, your promises are true. That, Lord, your coming is the most glorious thing that could ever happen. And, Lord, that's why I thirst. That's why I hunger, is because I just want your coming. Oh, grant it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for the leading of the Spirit today. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What will it be? We'll sing that here as you start playing it. That it's a C. What will it be? Go ahead and start it up. But I actually had a dream I just want to share real quick before we go. Anybody know us, Brother Andrew? Didn't quite go as long as me. Thank you, brother. I had a dream. I can't remember if it was in prayer or if it was in sleep last night. I was sitting there preaching in church. And sure enough, Brother Donnie Reagan sitting on the front row. And he told me, he says, you need to just go ahead and go. Just go ahead and preach. I said, well, you need to just go ahead. Like, quit worrying about it. And I only had one page of notes. Said, just go ahead. You'll be all right. And I remember the clock hit at about 8 o'clock. And I looked at him like, well, I'm out of notes. He's like, that's fine. You're good. It's done. Well, all right, Lord, I guess I need to listen. So I believe that. Look, how many's heard from the Lord? That's it. Well, I'd say beat a dead horse, but I really believe we're chiseling alive sons and daughters of God. So we ain't beating a dead horse. We're fashioning the image of the Son of God again. Hallelujah. So I don't know. I guess it's kind of an apology of my own. Maybe I just got too much in my head. I got to go this long. I got to have this much. Really, when it's all done, as long as He spoke, that's why we came. Amen. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Maybe you already did. That's why I had to do it. Some of you maybe just want to get out of here. Oh, Brother Andrew, you don't need to go that long. Hey, I know y'all don't sit on me. I'll praise you for that. Thank the Lord for that. I thank God for you. You know, some of the easiest people don't want to preach to you. Amen. Can you go ahead and say praise the Lord? Because you know what? You know what did that? The grace of God. Amen. Some of you were cold, formal, and indifferent all them years. All of a sudden, now you ain't no more. And that God must have done that to make me feel good about myself. I don't know. But I mean, what a presence. I mean, that's the Lord. It's not even wrong, brother, sister. Right? You know, I believe we'll go to heaven and have a good time. What I want to say is, like, we close today. Reverence is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't reverence God, but you got to recognize I know Him. I reverence Him, but I know Him. Some people reverence Him and don't know Him. So yeah, if you didn't know my dad, you'd be pretty scared to go in his house. But I know Him. I don't even knock. I just open the door. You know what? I got a key. I still have a key to my dad's house. You know why? Because I'm his son. Hallelujah! You might have thought only Peter opened that door of faith. It's still open today, brother, sister. The key's still been given out. Why? I'm his son. I'm his son just like Peter was. I'm his son just like Paul was. I'm his son just like Brother Man was. I'm the son of God, and I'm allowed to this inheritance. And what's my inheritance in this age? It's the rapture. And I'm not stopping one step short. I'm getting out of here before any of this destruction comes. Glory to God and eyes. That's all right. Get out of here. I don't need these anyways. I got something in my heart that's so much better than written word anyways. It's the real word. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. Just love on Him tonight. I'll let you be dismissed on this, but let's think of that. Say, Lord, oh, I can't wait for them. Amen. Believe with all your heart as we sing.
Oh, why will it be?